Hi, friends. Welcome to a very special episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today. Happy book launch week to What Sounds Fun to You. We have got a great show in store for y'all today. But before we jump into today's conversation, I just want to take a moment and tell you about one of our amazing partners, BetterHelp Online Therapy. Just like we make sure to get our oil changed and tires rotated on our cars to keep them running well for the long haul, we can think of counseling as routine maintenance for our mental health. Going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you're investing in and being a good friend to yourself to keep your mind healthy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to, and it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Let's make sure that we support our mental and emotional health so we can keep running well for the long haul, you guys. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy, and our friends get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun. That's BETTERHELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today's show is one that is really special to me. Yesterday, I launched my first kids book out into the world. Eek, you guys, I'm so excited. What Sounds Fun to You is on every shelf in every place you want to buy it. You can get it now. We are so excited. See, I love getting to talk with friends of all ages about how to discover fun in their lives and how joy follows that, but there's something really unique and innocent and sweet about how my mini BFFs find fun. I can't wait to see how What Sounds Fun to You shows up in homes and libraries and classrooms to help even more kids know that they get to love what they love and that they can find fun everywhere they go and that God made them on purpose. One of my favorite things about this book is that our amazing illustrator, Jenny Poe, included drawings of some of my real-life mini BFFs in What Sounds Fun to You. So I wanted to share them with you to celebrate the launch of What Sounds Fun to You. So you're getting ready to hear a whole bunch of kids. There's a little music in between each kid. Most, if not all of them, introduce themselves to you, and you get to hear what sounds fun to them and hear their thoughts about the book. So here is my conversation with a lot of my mini BFFs. Kiki, welcome to That Sounds Fun. Are you so, I need you to talk to me about how nervous you feel. Tell me why you feel nervous.
Like, I feel like I'm not going to say what I really need to say.
What do you really need to say? Just start there. I won't even ask you any questions. What do you really need to say?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's the thing.
So you don't have things in your heart. You just want to make sure you answer the question right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, let me tell you something, Kiki. However you answer is exactly right, because there is no wrong answers at That Sounds Fun. We are just glad that you're here.
That sounds about right.
Okay, great. My first question, I'm going to flip it around on you. My first question is, because the book is called What Sounds Fun to You, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Swimming with dolphins.
What? Kiki, swimming with dolphins? That is very dangerous. They can hurt you. You're not scared at all?
No.
Okay, tell me why. Tell me what it is about dolphins.
I mean, they just seem, like, so gentle to me.
Yeah.
They seem graceful.
Oh, that's a beautiful answer. Yeah.
Yes.
So do you want, in your dream of this answer, that I think is, no one has ever said that answer before, so congratulations. In your dream of that answer, are you out in the ocean and you're surfing and they come up next to you and it's like, oh, dolphins? Or are you at, like, SeaWorld and you get to get in the tank?
I would say I'm in the ocean surfing.
Wow. So you want to interact with wild dolphins?
Yes.
You're braver than me. Well done. Okay. So for our friends who are listening that are newer friends with you, you're pretty famous on our Instagram, but tell us your name. Tell us how old you are. Tell us your favorite thing to do.
My name is Kendra and I do gymnastics and I'm 10 years old.
In what grade?
Fifth grade.
Have you ever read one of my books before, What Sounds Fun to You?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Which other ones have you read parts of?
I've read parts of That Sounds Fun.
Oh, that's cool.
And 100 Days to Brave.
Oh, that's right. I did know that. I had forgotten that. Can I ask you a serious question about What Sounds Fun that I don't know the answer to?
Yes.
I'm a white girl. You are a black girl. And will you tell me, when you see a book that has different people in it, Does that matter to you? Like, what does it matter to you when you see a girl who looks like you in a book?
It makes me feel like people understand the diversity between these peoples and the color of them. And it makes me feel like everyone's united.
Oh, wow. One of my favorite things that I get to, so I'm going to hold up and show you the cover of the book. The cover book is a little Annie and then a little girl with pigtails. And I'm going to show you something that I don't think you know. Are you ready?
Yep.
Oh, I have to find the right page. On this page, you see her again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And are all the words backwards for you, or can you see them?
I can see them.
Okay, because I want you to know what her name is. Are you ready?
Yep.
Do you see what her name is?
It's Kendra.
That's who that is. It's you, dude. Did you know that already?
I did not.
That is you on the cover of the book.
Wow.
Are you surprised?
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked your mom permission, but I told her I didn't want to tell you until we were recording the podcast. That's you. Isn't that fun? That's you and me on
That's
the cover.
That's so cool. Yeah.
What do you think?
I love my yellow dress.
Okay, good. I was hoping so. I was hoping so. And, I mean, really, she is like, she's Annie's closest friend throughout this whole book, Kiki. It's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Showing so many different kids and so many different stories. How do you hope that helps other kids as they're reading it?
To show that they can have fun, but also behave.
Yes. Yes, we try to make sure everyone in the book is behaving and showing lots of different ways to have fun. Like, so the page that you are on where you lose your glove and everyone has to find your glove, that's the problem. It says, my friend Kendra lost her red glove. Do you see it? Can you help her find it? So you've lost your glove. So your paw's cold. That's the problem. You have a very cold hand. But it is a page where everyone is ice skating and playing outside in the snow. What's your favorite thing to do when it snows where you live? It doesn't snow a lot where I live. Does it snow a lot where you live?
It doesn't really snow a lot, but when it does snow, I like to build little Olafs, not with a round head, but with an oval head.
That's a good answer. That's a great idea. An oval head Olaf. Do you think God is fun?
Oh, yeah. He can be funny.
Really? Tell me more.
So my mom wanted to go on a hike, and so she prayed about it. And then we went on a hike, but Mama, of course, didn't realize that that's what that was. And it started storming and raining. And so instead of hiking up to the waterfall, we were hiking down to get back to the parking lot.
And you're like, well, God, you're funny.
Yep.
I love it. What do you know about God?
That he is the Almighty and the Creator.
What does he think about you?
I would say that he thinks that I am his wonderful masterpiece.
Oh, you are
That's
right.
Unfinished.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, A, you're very right. You are a wonderful masterpiece. What else? Is there any other things that you that are burning in you to tell me and our entire podcast audience? Do you need to talk about Dollywood? How you feel about Dollywood?
We need to talk about Dollywood. I'm going on Thursday.
I know. Your mom told me. I wish I could jump out of work for the whole day and come play. Tell the world how you feel about Dollywood.
Dollywood just gives me feelings inside of myself that just I can't explain.
Good ones or bad ones?
Good ones. Unless it's like a roller coaster that's upside down the whole time. But yeah.
Which is your favorite ride?
I think it's that mining one.
Oh, interesting. You know me, I'm a soaring eagle kind of person. But it
yeah.
makes my stomach hurt.
Oh, no.
You said some really encouraging words to me when the tour got postponed to the spring. For our friends that are listening that were hoping to be coming to tour right now and aren't getting to, do you have some encouraging words for people when they have a disappointing experience?
Everything is going to be all right. Don't panic. Because it's all part of God's plan.
Yeah, that's what you said to me too. It helped me a lot. I am very thankful. Are you going to be signing autographs now that you're on the cover of a book?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so if anybody sees you, they are welcome to come up and speak to you and get autographs?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Jane Taylor, the first thing you said when we walked in is you said that I need to be on your podcast?
Yeah.
What's your podcast called?
Oh, it's called That Sounds Fun Podcast. I want to do one too, like that.
You're going to do a That Sounds Fun podcast too?
Yeah, I am.
Who else do you want to have as a guest?
Manny.
Me? And yeah. Then who else?
Pastor Kevin.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Kevin. That's a great one. What will you ask? What's one question you'll ask Pastor Kevin?
I asked it. I don't know yet.
You don't know yet. You'll think about it maybe.
Annie.
Yeah.
So I want you to baptize me.
Jane Taylor, I would love to do that. At church one Sunday?
Yeah.
Tell me about Jesus. What do you believe about Jesus?
I love him.
Yeah, you do.
I really love him.
Yeah, I do too. I know you do. Right in front of you is a book.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote that book?
I don't know.
You don't know who wrote that one? It's me.
Annie?
Yeah. Did you not know that? I thought you've seen this one. Have you not seen it yet? You haven't seen it at all? JT, nope. I wrote that book. Okay, so look through what sounds fun to you and tell me when you see a page that you think looks really fun, what they're doing.
Doing bubbles.
Oh, you like when people do bubbles?
Yeah.
You think that's fun to do bubbles?
Yeah, and some sounds fun to me that is not in the book.
What's that?
Sounds fun to me playing dress up.
Oh, yeah? You love to play dress up?
Yeah, making cookies.
Oh, I think there is a page, Jane Taylor, where people dress up. I think there is one. You just need to keep going. And I also see the beach. I know you love the beach.
Huh? I do.
I know you do. Will you tell me? Oh, yeah, there is a page where people dress up. Look, when you pretend you're a pirate, keep turning until you get to the pirate page.
Okay.
I knew there was a dress up page.
I like snowy too.
Yeah, you like the snowy one too?
Sandcastles.
Yeah.
I like that.
Keep going. One more. Dressing up right there.
Yep.
Pirates. What do you like to dress up like?
Sophia.
Oh, Sophia. Will you tell everybody listening about when you got that your Sophia dress? When was that?
It was on my birthday.
That's right. And what is the best part of the Sophia dress? What do you love about it?
A hoop skirt.
It has a hoop skirt.
Yeah. It's a bigger one.
Oh, yeah?
It's a new.
Do you wear it a lot?
No.
No? Why? I thought you loved your hoop skirt.
I do, but I just don't usually want to wear it always.
Okay. Like,
sometimes I don't even want to play dress up.
I have two more questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What makes your dad really fun?
I like having daddy time with him.
Oh, yeah? What do you do on daddy time?
So, one time when Mom was gone at the beach on Cocoa Beach with her friends, me and Daddy Lamb, we get to have some time together.
Oh, that's so cool. Did you go eat anywhere fun or did you go play anywhere fun?
Cracker Barrel.
You got to eat at Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
What did you eat?
Pancakes.
Oh, yes, girl. Tell me what makes your mom so fun.
That I like to have time with her, too.
And what do you guys do when you have fun time together?
Dress up. But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
She has Elsa and Cinderella costume.
Your mom has an Elsa and a Cinderella costume?
Yeah, and hoops are like me.
What? She also has a hoop skirt?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but she haven't tried on in a long time.
Taylor Ann, you need to try your hoop skirt on.
I know.
But you haven't tried on your Elsa dress.
Okay, we may need a picture of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
One of the things I saw you do yesterday is I heard you can sing our That Sounds Fun song.
Yeah, I can.
Will you just sing it again for us?
Yeah. Zach want to want a microphone. Annie F. Dash, drive your car to your home. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, my last question.
What?
Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
I also like baking a pink ice cream.
What?
Yeah.
Making pink ice cream?
Yeah.
Do you have an ice cream maker at your house?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. And y'all make pink ice cream?
Yeah, but I haven't known it in a long time. I also have one more question.
Okay.
This is my favorite holiday. Oh. I really like Valentine's Day.
I like that. Why do you like that day the most?
Because it has hearts, and I like big hearts. And so it's pink. I like pink, too.
Yeah, and there's purple.
Yeah, I like purple.
So it's got to be your favorite because it's pink and purple and hearts.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
This is my favorite. And getting presents. I like presents on Christmas.
Theo, welcome to That Sounds Fun. That's the name of my podcast. Tell me, in front of you, you see a book called What Sounds Fun to You. Mm-hmm. Do you know who wrote that book?
I can literally see it. It says Annie Downs.
Do you know who she is?
Yes,
she is. Are you friends with her?
Of course I am, because you're Annie Downs.
That's right. Can you read the title?
What Sounds Fun to You.
So now what do you think it's about?
Fun.
If you turn... I think you're going to think this is very cool. I think we have to go toward the back. You can turn with us, too. If you go toward the back, look. You want to look for a page that looks like a garden.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Okay. Do you see there's a little boy in a wheelchair? Do you see a little boy in a wheelchair?
Yep.
Behind him, do you see two little boys wearing the same shirt?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Me.
It is. It's you and Ollie. What do you think about that? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think that we had the illustrator put you in the book? With your best pal.
Did you already podcast him?
Nope.
Okay, you fun too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want him to see it too. Which one do you think you are? Looking at the two boys in the same shirt, which
one?
The
one with the long hair.
Yeah, the one with the long hair.
And the tongue sticking out.
Oh my gosh, his tongue is sticking out. I hadn't realized that. Theo, that's really funny. Okay, so looking at the page at a garden, what would you think is fun on this page? What would you think is fun at a garden? What would you and Ollie get into?
Probably trying to daredevil and jumping off the tree.
I think you're probably right. I think you would probably be crazy and jump out of the tree. So when you flip through the book, you're in there a couple of times, but you don't always have the same shirt on.
Must be different days.
Must be different days. That's what I kind of thought too. And maybe my guess is you may have gotten dirty at the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to go home. That feels like something that would happen with you and Ollie. What's one of your favorite stories of something funny you and Ollie have done together?
Probably there's this book, and it has like stars, and when there's like fangs,
uh-huh.
And when it goes all the way up to five fangs, me and Ollie scream. It's like a scary like a dangerous book, and we scream when it's really funny. We do that a lot.
Yeah. Are y'all in the same grade, right?
Yes.
Yes. Both
in... We haven't been ever in the same class, though.
No, not in the same class, but you're in the same school.
Yep.
But you're both in second grade?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. Tell me what is really fun about your brother and sister.
They are funny and... well, you know, they're just real funny, so that's all I can really think of right now.
Y'all do laugh a lot in your family, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And y'all ride bikes a lot outside. And you ride a bike. And what does Ari ride?
Sometimes she rides a bike. Sometimes she rides a scooter, but mainly scooter.
And what does Brooksy ride?
Scooter.
Scooter. But you're mostly a bike guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I can go way faster. And then also, if I'm on a scooter, there's some parts on the road that are really bumpy, and I really don't like them. I like smooth ground.
Got it. Bumpy. Oh, boy. Well, you just let it out when it's time.
Okay.
Tell me what's really fun about your dad.
Well, he's sometimes he can make really funny faces. Sometimes he's like this.
He does do that face. You perfectly did. No, you look just like your dad when you do that face.
I remember I always have a picture in my head of literally of that picture.
Uh-huh.
All the time. If I think about it, it automatically comes up.
That's the picture you have of your dad with his mouth open laughing. When you think about your dad, that's the picture that automatically comes up.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what's really fun about your mom.
Well.
You have any fun places that she takes you?
Eventually, she will probably take me to see Dan and Shay.
Yes, that's right, because she works with Dan
and
Shay.
She's already done Ari.
And so that would be really fun. It's really fun to go places with your mom, yeah.
It really is.
What's your favorite thing that your mom makes for dinner?
She makes a lot. I mean, a lot, but it's probably, there's this spaghetti, and it's super cheesy.
Yeah.
And there's also this cheese that she made. She cooks it, and it's like the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sometimes I have two or three helpings.
My guy, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so good.
But that particular meal.
Yeah. There's also some other kinds of pasta. I don't like spaghetti, though.
No, I don't like spaghetti either all that much. But I'll take some ravioli. Do you like ravioli? With the little that have stuff on the inside?
Oh, I love ravioli.
Right, me too. I bet you have it sometimes at school, right? Do they ever? Or do you take your lunch?
I don't take my lunch.
No, you buy your lunch there. Okay, tell me, because this book is called What Sounds Fun to You, tell me what sounds fun to you. But you have to talk to the microphone.
I love logos. Pretty much any logo.
You just love logos.
Also, I love music.
You do love music.
If I wanted to, every music, I could make up an own dance for every music, for the way the beat is and the sound. So if that's what it feels like to me to make that kind of dance because of the sound.
You just you hear a song and you know how to dance.
There it is.
And then what do you say? After you burp. What do you say after you burp?
Excuse me?
There you go. Then we can leave it in the show because it was very polite.
Yes.
But it's too funny to cut, but you have to say excuse me. So you can hear any song and you know exactly how you want to dance to it. Every time.
Pretty much. Unless it's one that's really another one that I don't know. Sometimes. If I know it really well, it's real easy.
Oh, great. Okay. So dancing is what sounds fun to you.
Yeah.
And looking at logos, which is great because your dad makes logos.
I know, he does.
Yeah.
Didn't make that logo.
No, but he made a lot of my book covers. Not this one, but he did a lot of my book covers.
I know. He did, What Sounds Fun.
He did. And That Sounds Fun. That's right. What Sounds Fun to You. But yes, you're exactly right. How do you know everything, sir?
My dad told me.
Oh, yeah. You're very smart. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say on the podcast?
Well, this is pretty cool. And also, can I try to find the other pages for a minute?
Yeah.
It's really easy to see me, though, because I have the blonde long hair.
Yeah, that's right. So for all of our friends listening, anytime they see the blonde long hair, that's Theo. Ari. Hi. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to hear your voice. Ari, how old are you?
5.
5. And would you like to try to find yourself in What Sounds Fun to You?
Yes.
Do you want to turn pages? Do you see you? What do you think?
Good.
What do you think of the outfit? What color is your shirt?
Yellow.
And what color are your shorts?
Purple.
Yep. And you know my favorite thing about you in this is look at your shoelaces. What color are they?
Pink.
They're pink. And you love pink, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're hot pink. That's right. That's exactly right. Ari, will you talk about, one thing that I know you think is fun is horses.
Yes.
You love horses. What is so beautiful about horses?
I like that horses just have stuff that other animals don't have.
Yeah. Like what? Like tails?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like manes? Mm-hmm. And what else? What else do you love about horses that they have?
Some animals don't have hooves.
That's right. And horses have hooves. You're exactly right. And I guess we can't ride everything, can we?
Yeah.
But we can ride a horse. Have you ever ridden a horse?
Guess what? Theo got bucked off a horse one time.
Theo, you got bucked off a horse one time? Tell me more.
I got bucked off a horse once.
What happened?
This was the guy that was just talking before this girl. And I got bucked off a horse, so I wanted to control the horse, and my uncle was behind me, so I was controlling the horse. Well, it was kind of going a little weird, and then I was like, okay, I'll probably die down. But then he just bucked me off. Then my uncle grabbed me. Yeah, but I still felt it, and it hurt.
It did hurt.
Yes, it did hurt.
Ari, you said a minute ago that one of your most fun things you've ever done with your mom is go to what?
A concert.
Whose concert did you get to go to?
Dan Shay's concert.
Dan and Shay, did you sing? Did you sing the songs out in the audience?
No.
No? Do you love Dan and Shay music, though?
Yes.
Yes. Who'd you get to meet?
Shay.
Was he so nice? Yes. What is your mom's job?
Helping Dan and Shay.
Helping them with what? What does she help them with?
Putting clothes on.
Yeah, putting clothes on them directly, yes. She helps them pick what clothes to wear. That's right. Tell me what's really fun about your mom.
Sometimes she takes me to get donuts.
What? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite flavor donut?
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, girl, me too. I love it.
Guess what we ate this morning? Donuts.
No way. You had them today?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the store and get them, or were they already at your house?
We went to the store and get them.
Where'd you go? What place? Where'd y'all go get donuts from?
Donut Den.
Oh, a best place. Ari, tell me what's really fun about your dad.
It's the same as you. He makes crazy faces.
Yeah, you like that he makes crazy faces? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about Brooksy?
That a lot he plays with me sometimes.
Yeah. And he's pretty fun for a little brother. What is the most fun thing about old Theo, this crazy guy?
Sometimes if I play with him, he'll play with me, but he does not really play with me that much. Not really.
Do you wish he played with you more?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, because the book is called What Sounds Fun to You, tell me what sounds fun to you. In the whole world, if you could do anything today that sounds fun, what sounds fun?
Riding a horse with no help.
Riding a horse with no help? So yeah. Just like getting on, holding on, and galloping out in a field?
Yeah.
All by yourself? Mm-hmm. What if you fall off? Will you be okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Will you get back on?
Yes.
Okay, great. What color horse would you like to ride?
A white one. I'll tell you what I'm going to name it.
Okay.
Moonshine.
Why? Do you just love that name?
Yeah, because it's the color of the moon.
Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about another one of our incredible partners, Thrive Market. Let me just tell you why I love being a member of Thrive. Literally, my box is on the way. I just built it last night. I'm very excited. It's an online membership-based market, and they're on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. There's just something about having the pantry stocked with all my staples and with a few healthy snacks that makes me feel peaceful and like I'm taking good care of myself. I am thankful Thrive makes it so convenient and simple to have that feeling delivered right to my home. Ordering from Thrive makes my busy life a little bit easier, and it will yours too. With Thrive, you get the chance to give back through their Thrive Gives one-for-one matching program. Every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family, and that's in addition to getting affordable, healthy foods and beauty products. Thrive has an amazing selection of high-quality, healthy foods, and you can shop their site according to over 70 eating plans. Things like keto or vegan or gluten-free, it's literally a one-stop shop for everything you need. Organic groceries, clean beauty supplies, safe supplements, and non-toxic home goods. Thrive Market works directly with all of our favorite organic brands, so you get the highest quality products without the retail markups. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. You join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to these fun conversations with my mini BFFs. You like going to Donut Den?
Yeah.
What kind of donut do you like at Donut Den?
That one.
Oh, that one? The one that looks like a sunflower?
Sunflower.
Yeah, do you see a sunflower in there? What else do you see in the book? Keep looking.
I see eating cotton candy in the Donut Den.
And you want to get some cotton candy at the Donut Den?
Yeah.
What's your brother's name?
Ari.
Ari's your sister?
Yeah.
Who's your brother?
Theo.
Theo. What's my name?
Annie Downs.
Annie Downs, that's right. What's your name?
Brooke.
Tell me what is so fun about your dad.
We wrestle on the couch a lot.
He's very strong. Do you beat him?
Yeah, I always beat him.
You always beat him?
I beat him at the last second with a sucker punch in the belly.
So you just wait until the right time to sucker punch in the belly. What is so fun about your mom?
She wrestles with me, too.
Her, too?
But instead of, like, wrestling, it's more tickling.
Oh, I got it. You love anybody who'll play with you. I think you and your buddy Theo might be somewhere on this page.
Right here.
Oh, you think so? Who's who?
This is me and this is Theo.
How can you tell the difference?
Because Theo has longer hair than me.
That's what Theo said, too. We put y'all in the same shirt, the two crazy guys hiding behind the bush. What are you doing back there? What kind of sneaky stuff are you doing, you and Theo, back behind there? What's about to happen?
We're about to make Willa jump up and scream.
Oh, you think that's Willa sitting right there with the hair?
Yeah.
And me? You're going to jump up and make me and Willa scream?
No, because at home, me and Willa
Well, when I'm with Theo, me and Theo, Theo and me like to jump out from like behind a bush or something, like behind a rock, a big rock. And then Will is sitting like somewhere close to there. We jump out, sneak behind, well, we creep out, sneak behind her. And then we scare her so badly. We're like, hey, Willa, there's a tick on your back. And she like screams so badly.
And y'all just laugh?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun and sounds scary. Don't sneak up on me with, maybe I'll dress up like a tick for Halloween. How about that? You think I should? I need to be something. Okay, keep turning. See if there's anything else that looks really fun that reminds you of something you do.
I like drawing.
Yeah, you do like drawing. I thought you might like that page.
And I like,
yeah, you can go backwards.
Folding.
Oh.
Folding paper and making paper planes. Sometimes paper swords, paper cheese knives.
What? Paper cheese knives? What's a paper cheese knife?
Like you roll a piece of paper up, then squish it so it's flat.
Uh-huh.
And then you cut the end off like diagonal, like like a regular, so it looks like sometimes you can make it like go curved.
Yeah.
Up, but mostly you cut it diagonal so it looks more like a cheese knife. And I got, and I used some poster board for making a cheese knife, and it's big.
And who is your brother?
Ollie.
Is he fun?
Uh-huh.
What does Ollie do that's fun?
Play Ninjago with me.
Oh, yeah? What is that? I don't know that game.
He made a Lego girl for me, and I play with her, and he has tons of Lego boys.
Yeah, he does.
He plays with them.
I love that. Do you want to flip some pages? Tell me what you... Flip some pages and tell me what you see that looks really fun. Oh, you have a fancy ring on, Willa.
Thanks.
That's a beautiful diamondy ring. You can keep
playing pirate.
Oh, yeah, dressing up like a pirate. Do y'all like playing dress up at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So what do you like to dress up at, like at your house?
Elsa.
Elsa? Wait, she's dangerous. She turns everything into ice.
But I'm Elsa for Halloween.
That's who you're going to be for Halloween is Elsa? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite candy on Halloween?
Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls. What do you love about Tootsie Rolls?
They're chocolate.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey, tell me, I love your mom and dad. Tell me what's so fun about your dad. What makes your dad so fun?
Playing with him.
Oh, yeah, he's super fun to play with. He also builds really cool stuff in the backyard, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What makes your mom so fun?
Playing.
What kind of stuff do you play with your mom?
Barbies.
Oh, yeah? She plays Barbies with you?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. What is your favorite thing to do? This is a question we always ask. What sounds fun to you?
Playing Barbies by yourself.
Oh, by yourself. What is it? Who is your favorite Barbie? Is there one that's your favorite at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Barbie.
Oh, what color is her hair?
I'm blonde.
Just like yours?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of clothes does she have on right now? What did you put her in before you left?
Fashion clothes.
Ooh, fashion clothes. Are you wearing some fashion clothes today?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're also one of my very best friends in the world. And I call you B. I have a lot of names for you. But one of them is B-Dot. Do you want to tell people why I call you B-Dot?
Because on the jersey that I made, it says B. Dot Barnes.
That's right. So you're always B. Dot to me. Yeah. Okay, so your face is in What Sounds Fun to You, the book. Yeah. Are you ready to flip through and find yourself?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you. You have to tell me when you see yourself.
Okay. Well,
but also, if you pass by pages that look really fun, tell me what sounds fun to you. That's the name of the book. I wonder if you're going to see you where I see you. I'll be very interested to see.
Okay, I'm not obsessed with green beans, so. No.
It wouldn't be you on the green bean page because you're not obsessed with green beans.
No, I'm not. I do like sledding.
Yes, but it doesn't snow here very much. But when it does, will you tell people where y'all go when it snows to sled? Sevier Park, right?
Oh, yes. That's one. There's a lot of places.
Oh, are there?
Well, the last time we had snow days, we went to this street, and it had a ramp on it.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Okay, keep turning until you find you.
Okay.
I think you're getting closer to who I think is you. Okay. Somewhere on this page is the guy I think is you. Yeah. What's your guy doing? What are you doing in the book?
Petting a sheep.
You're petting a sheep. Don't you think that kind of looks like you?
Yes, that does.
I think that's definitely you.
Except
yeah.
I probably don't wear orange shorts.
Oh, we do not wear orange in this family. No. We do not wear orange. No. I thought the same thing. But you might wear purple shorts if that was your soccer team's colors. If you go play at Clemson or something, you're going to have to
wear. I would think of them as blue.
Oh, you would think of them as blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you are. You're with a sheep. How do you actually feel about sheep?
Good.
Okay, good. I hope so.
Yes, I do.
I think that same guy, I think you're one other place in the book. I'm going to have to look.
Oh,
first.
Right here?
Yes, that's exactly right. And we changed your outfit. This time, tell everybody what you're doing.
I am climbing a ladder to a tree.
Yes.
Or a squirrel on the tree.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you like your outfit better?
Yeah.
Those are some nice looking jeans.
Yeah.
Those are some fancy jeans you got on. I think you have on your same shoes, though.
I don't wear jeans, though.
You don't ever wear jeans. Why don't you wear jeans? You wear khakis.
Because that's the schools.
Oh. But even when you're at home, you don't have regular jeans, do you?
Well, I mean.
Not since you were a baby boy.
I might wear them in the on the winter, but it's not the winter.
No,
so.
It's not.
It's only fall.
It is. It is almost Halloween. What are you dressing as this year? Have you decided?
Probably a football player.
Oh, a football player this year.
But I don't have a helmet.
Oh, boy. How do we find you a helmet?
I might just, like, wear a hat.
Okay. Can I ask you some questions about fun?
Yes.
What is really fun? A lot of our friends listening know your dad.
Yes.
He's a crazy guy.
Almost as crazy as you. Okay, maybe a little bit crazier.
We're pretty close in crazy levels, I think.
Yes.
What is so fun about your dad? What do you love about how fun he is?
He makes really funny videos.
Yeah.
And, well, he also likes to, he likes to scream when Arsenal scores.
That's right.
And then he does funny things when my sister and brother cry.
Yeah, to
like
make
he
them.
He imitates them.
He does sometimes. What's fun about your mom?
Well, she gave birth to me.
Well, that's very kind of her. Yes, you're right.
Yes. Yes.
That's one of my favorite things that's ever happened, is you being born.
And then she takes us places and on trips.
Yeah, she does. Like to the zoo. We love going to the zoo.
Well, I'm talking about like really big trips.
Oh, you're talking about like, big trips. Like where?
Like Dollywood, New York.
We do love Dollywood. Oh, yeah. Y'all did go to New York.
Yeah. And then.
Can I go to Dollywood next time with you, please?
Ask my mom. That.
Okay. I really want to.
Okay.
I bet they'll let me. They usually let me go places with you.
Well, usually you have plans.
I know. Last year I did, but I'm hoping not this time.
Yes.
We get it on the calendar quick enough.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know I sometimes have plans.
Yeah, you usually do.
But I come over all the time.
Well, yes, when you don't have plans.
That's right. That's right. If I don't have plans, I'm at your house. That's exactly
yes.
right. What's your favorite thing that your mom makes for dinner?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Or pizza.
Oh.
Her pizza is really good.
Her pizza is so good. What sounds fun to you? What's your favorite thing to do?
Play soccer.
Oh, I know. That's right. Who in your life is the best Annie at soccer?
You or my mom.
Oh, no! I didn't even win that one?
Well, yeah, you tied.
I tied. I know.
Well,
I thought I'd win that one. I was trying to come up with a question that I would win on. Who's the craziest Annie in your life?
Okay, you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You don't really call me Crazy Annie as much as Sammy does, though. Do you?
He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't?
I don't think he does. Oh.
If you and I could do one fun thing together, what would we do? What's the most fun thing we would do?
Go to London and watch Arsenal.
Let's go to London and watch Arsenal. Yes. That's a great idea. I would love that. For starters, Miss Zanna, please tell us how old you are.
Seven.
Seven? That's a lucky year. What'd you do for your birthday this year? Will you tell everybody? It was so cool.
I went to the cabin.
Yes. And what'd y'all do at the cabin?
Ride a horse.
Yeah. You got to ride horses. Did you love it?
Mm-hmm.
Zanna, are you ready to answer some questions about fun?
Yes.
Are you sure you're ready? Did you come straight from school? How was school today?
Good.
Good. Did anything crazy happen?
No.
No. Everything normal. Okay. First question I have to ask you. What is fun about having two brothers?
Not really.
Nothing's fun about having two brothers. Those guys are great. What is fun about being in the middle of two brothers? What's fun about being the middle kid?
I don't know.
Is there anything fun about being the only girl?
Yeah.
What's
no.
that?
Yes.
What's fun
that
about?
I have my own room.
Oh, that's true. You and do have your own room.
If I'm a boy, I have to sleep in the boy's room.
That's right. Will you look through the pages and tell me a page that looks really fun to you?
I think this one.
What is happening on that page that you think looks so fun?
This girl is doing a cartwheel and yeah. they're biking.
You are very good at cartwheels. Will you tell everybody about your dance parties at night after dinner?
Mm-hmm.
What happens after dinner?
We do dance parties.
Almost every night?
Mm-hmm.
You do dance parties almost every night?
Yeah.
Yes. And what's your favorite song to dance to?
I don't have a favorite.
Oh. A lot of times when I'm there, you say, dear future husband.
No, not anymore.
Oh, you quit that one?
Yeah.
You're so good at dancing to it.
No, I hate it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, find me one more page that looks really fun to you.
This one.
Oh, the carnival page? What do you love about that?
Well, you get cotton candy.
Yeah.
And you can go and see people riding things and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. What do you think's happening in that circus tent? What's going on in there? What do you think's inside the tent?
I don't know.
I don't either. What would you guess? Why are me and
people
Luca and Libby going?
People riding horses.
Oh, you think there are people riding horses in there? That's a great answer. That sounds really fun. What do you think about that book?
Good.
Yeah. Do you like it? Do you like the pictures? That's pretty cool. You're in there, huh? Tell me what sounds fun to you. What's your favorite thing to do?
Like petting my cat.
Oh, you do? You've got to tell everybody about your cat. What's his name?
Otis.
And where does he live?
He lives at our house.
He lives everywhere in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Will you tell the story about how when he runs away, what happens?
He doesn't run away.
He does sometimes. And who finds him? All the neighbors.
Yeah.
And what happens?
He sometimes has rain on him, like water on him.
Yeah.
And sometimes sometimes he has thorns.
Oh, no. How do you get him off?
But, no, he doesn't have, he has, like, leaves on him a lot.
Yeah.
And
what do you love about Odie so much?
He's soft.
Yeah, is that your favorite thing, is that he's soft?
But I don't like that I'm allergic to him.
I know, but you still
Not
love
anymore.
Him. Not anymore. Oh, really? How'd you fix that?
I don't know.
Oh, you just quit sneezing? Great. Is Otis your favorite animal in the world?
Yes.
Am I your favorite Crazy Annie in the world?
Yes.
Okay, great. You're my favorite.
But my mom's my favorite because she's Annie.
Yeah,
too.
But she's not a Crazy Annie.
No.
But I am. Right? Yeah. So I can I be your number two Annie in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. You can be my number one Zanna.
And then next is Annie Works.
Okay. Okay. That's true.
After you.
Okay. We can rank all three of us. That's right. We're all very good friends. It's okay if she's number two sometimes too. But you're right. Your mom always gets to be number one mom.
Yeah.
All right, Zanna, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Well, I love you. Thank you for doing this. Good job. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, Sammy man, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you scared?
No.
You're making your voice like you're scared. First of all, I haven't seen you in a couple of days, and I did not know about your arm. What happened?
Yeah. I fell on the climbing wall at the on the playground.
Oh, you fell at the playground at the park?
No! The one at my school!
And is it broken?
Yes.
Sammy! In how many places? How bad is it? Does it hurt?
No.
Did it hurt when it happened?
Yes.
Did you freak out? Did you scream or did you just cry?
I could.
Yeah, I would have cried too. What is fun about your dad? What's fun about your mom?
He takes us to pools.
He does take you to pools. Do you love swimming?
Yes.
Do you like deep end or shallow end better? What does that mean?
Well, the deep end because diving boards are in there.
Oh, you like jumping off the diving board?
Yes.
Your brother mentioned Dollywood. Do you love Dollywood?
Yes.
Me too. Can I go with you guys next time?
If you're not doing homework.
Okay, yeah. If I'm not work. Yeah, I do. I know.
If you're not at work.
I know. I do have to miss some things because I'm at work. But you Marco Polo me and say, Annie, come play. And I say, I'm on the way, or I'm at work. What's your favorite ride at Dollywood?
I forgot what it's called.
Your favorite ride at Dollywood? You don't remember?
I forgot what it's called, but I remember.
What do you do on it? Is it a roller coaster?
It's the one that goes fast and it goes backwards.
Oh, you like the one with the fire.
Yeah.
I know, with the fireworks. Okay, let's look at this book. What sounds fun to you?
Yeah.
Do you know that you're in this book?
Yes.
Where do you see yourself already?
There.
Where? On the cover? Is that you? You think so?
Yes.
I do too. What color shirt do you have on in that?
Red.
Red. Do you like wearing red shirts?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Arsenal color.
It is the Arsenal colors. That's right. We put you in an Arsenal shirt. Okay, flip through it. Tell me, I want you to flip through the book and tell me. Oh, yeah, you only have one good arm. Sorry. Is it going to make life hard?
I can do it.
Are you sure? Oh, don't hurt your arm, bro. Are you hurting your arm?
That's me.
You're right. And that's Xana with you. Do you see Xana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is Ben on this page?
Nope, Ben's not on that page. Does that page look fun? Do you like playing music? He's shaking a can of beans.
Yeah. There's Ben.
You're right. You're exactly. Does that page look fun, the garden?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you do on that page?
Bunny. This is a bunny.
Yeah.
Pick these things.
Oh, you'd pick all the pumpkins?
They're not pumpkins. They're carrots.
Oh, are they carrots? Oh, sorry. Yes. I'm on the wrong page. I'm sorry. It's upside down. Do you like carrots? I didn't know you liked carrots.
Yeah.
You don't really like vegetables very much, my friend.
Yeah, this weekend.
What are you doing in this one?
Yeah, throwing those birds.
Yeah, making paper birds and throwing them. Do you ever make things out of paper? Sometimes?
Not really.
No.
And there's me, there's Ben.
You're right. Oh.
There's me.
Oh, what are you doing in that one?
Playing soccer.
Is that your favorite? I think that's my favorite page of you.
Yeah.
Are you good at soccer?
That's you.
Yep, you're right. Are you good at soccer, dude?
Yes.
Yeah, you're really good. How many goals did you score last week? Do you remember?
Like 15 if you put them.
Yeah. He literally scored 8 last weekend.
Like 18.
Yeah. 18?
No.
What's so fun about soccer, Sam?
You score goals.
You love scoring goals? What do you do when you score a goal? Do you yell or do you jump or what do you do?
Do a celebration.
You do a celebration. Yeah, you do.
It's me again.
Okay, tell me what sounds fun to you. What's your favorite thing to do?
Play soccer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Play soccer. You love it.
I mean golf.
Golf? You love golf now?
Yes.
You picked up golf as a broken arm guy?
We can't play. Yeah.
Like, hey, tell me what's really fun about your mom.
She takes us to a golf place, like
Topgolf. Do you love Topgolf?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Do you hit it far at Topgolf?
It's not Topgolf. You said Topgolf.
Sorry. Do you hit it far at Topgolf?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait. That's Anna.
Yep. Who's better at soccer, me or you?
Me. Oh.
Who's better at soccer, me or Ben?
Ben.
Oh. Who's better at soccer, you or Ben?
Me.
Oh. You're better than your brother? Who's better at soccer, Ben, Sammy, Crazy Annie, Daddy? Who's the best?
Me.
What? You think it's you? You're better than everybody. Who are you going to play for when you get old?
What team?
Yeah.
NFC.
Nashville SC?
Yes.
Yes. So we can cheer for you? Sam. The crowd will go nuts. They'll love it. Okay, any other questions I need to ask you?
What's your favorite book?
What is your favorite book? This one? Mine? The one you're in? What's your favorite book for real? This one? What sounds fun to you is your favorite book? Yes. Good answer.
I'm going to bring these books home.
You are going to bring them home?
Yeah.
Okay, you can. Okay, I love you, buddy. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
Lena, hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Tell us how old you are.
I'm 10.
You're 10. You were just listing for me your very busy day.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you are doing today.
So first, I'm coming here.
First, you're on a podcast.
And then I have to get my flu shot.
Yeah.
I don't actually mind that, but no. My sisters do.
Yeah, they do. They're a little bit scared. How are you going to help them? How do you help them in those moments?
I don't think I can help them.
You can't.
I just laugh at them.
Oh, you just laugh at them. Great. Very kind of you, big sis. Very kind of you. Okay, and then what happens after that?
And then I have to go to Target to get my friend a birthday present.
Yep.
And then I have to meet her up at the mall with my other friends.
Okay.
And then we go somewhere for something. I don't remember what we're doing.
A busy day.
And then after that, we're going to her house to have a sleepover for her. It's like her birthday party, but her birthday actually isn't happening yet. But
okay. Lena, that's such a fun day. What are y'all, what are you going to get her for her birthday? I won't tell.
I honestly don't know.
You're just going to like troll through Target and see what you love. Do you love Target as much as your sister does? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So today we're going to talk a little bit about fun for just a couple of minutes. You're a very fun person. So this is easy. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
You're in fifth grade. Lena, what is fun about fifth grade so far?
I don't.
Anything? Nothing?
No, there is. But it's like. Math is fun, but...
Oh, that's a good answer. I like math, too. I think it's really fun.
Yeah, but then there's another class that I like. It's... I don't actually count it as a class, but it's like one of my periods.
Okay.
It's band.
Yeah.
I don't really count that as a class.
What instrument are you playing? I didn't know this.
Clarinet.
What do you think so far?
It has a lot of keys.
It has a lot of keys. And I think it's kind of... I played the French horn. I didn't play a woodwind instrument. I think it's kind of hard with the reed, right? Don't you have a reed?
My friend like messed up her reed and there's like a big hole in it.
Oh, no.
And my band teacher says, if you mess up your reed, then it won't play good. And she says, it's going to play good. But and she's the one squeaking. Like, she did it.
It's her reed. What is fun about having little sisters and a big sister? You're right in the middle.
So technically me and Marion are like both of the middle. It's
true.
So it's like Rosie can be... like the youngest, and then Howie can be, but then it's like me and Marion are jammed in the middle.
Yes.
And so when I'm like, I don't want to do this, then she's agreeing to me, and it's like we think the same thing,
Oh, yeah. You and Marion really do think a lot alike, don't you?
Sort of.
Yeah.
But,
I think so.
Yeah.
So tell me what is fun about your dad.
So my dad, when we asked to go somewhere, like somewhere fun to like go get ice cream or something, that's like the first thing he thinks about and puts us in a car. In the car, we're already there.
That's right. Do y'all go to Jenny's? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What do you get?
I haven't been there in a while.
No.
So I don't really know.
Do you switch it up? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that place. Everybody's in there mostly one or two times.
Okay. I like this one.
I know. You love swimming.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in the winter when it's too cold for us to swim anymore?
I'm going to still swim.
Are you? You're just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not afraid.
One time we went to this place, this like... waterfall, and it was like 0 degrees.
And you jumped in anyway.
I got out, my fingers were numb. I was like, I can't feel my body.
What made you jump in? What made you that brave?
I wasn't brave. I was just hot. I hiked all the way to the top.
You're like, I have to.
I was like, I wasn't brave.
It does take some courage, though. I think you're really brave.
Yeah.
When you think about God, do you think God's fun? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Tell me about it. Tell me how God feels fun to you. He is to me, too.
He invented roller coasters.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I've never thought about that, Lena, that like all the things I think are fun, God invented. Yeah. So like waterfalls. You're brilliant. What roller coaster do you love?
Honestly, I hate roller coasters. You don't.
But if God made them, they're fun, then he's got to be fun. You hate roller coasters. I thought you liked going to like Dollywood, no?
No, it's for some reason I just don't like anything that moves.
I mean, but like on your trampoline, you jump on your trampoline.
I just don't like anything that I can't stop.
Oh, interesting.
Like, that I have control of. I have control of a car. I can tell my mom to put it on the brakes.
Yeah.
But I can't scream like, brake, on the roller coaster.
Right. So a bike or a scooter? Roller skates. Are you a bike or a scooter person?
A bike.
Yeah, me too. Do y'all bike around your neighborhood a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my bike broke.
What? What happened? What's
the
busted on it?
The chain fell off my parent. And I'm too lazy to ask.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to ask.
I'll text your dad.
Fix it.
Okay, the book is called What Sounds Fun to You. So tell me what sounds fun to you.
Getting ice cream.
Oh, okay. Now you do have to tell me what flavor you'd get, though.
I don't know. I used to be a big fan of chocolate, but now it's the worst thing I like.
What?
I hate chocolate.
It went from top to the bottom?
Yeah, I hate chocolate.
Lena, I can't believe that.
Now it's I like vanilla now.
Uh-huh, okay. Great. Just plain vanilla? If we're going to go to Jenny's, you're just going to get vanilla. You're not going to get...
No. I'm going to get like a different flavor.
Yeah. Do you put toppings on your ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want on the top of it? If we're doing like an ice cream party and you've got vanilla in the bowl, what are you putting on top?
Chocolate syrup,
yep.
Gummy bears.
Oh, listen, keep going.
But I don't like when the ice cream freezes the gummy bears.
Either.
And they're like hard and cold.
It's the worst. Good call. Okay, what else is going on there? So are you going to hurry and eat the gummy bears then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, get those out of the way.
No, not sprinkles.
No sprinkles.
No.
I have a friend who every night she eats a scoop of vanilla ice cream, a grown-up who eats a scoop of vanilla ice cream and covers it in sprinkles every night. That's kind of awesome.
No, it's not.
No, not into it.
I don't like the sprinkles, but I like the ice cream part every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Okay, so you would put ice cream, chocolate syrup.
Gummy bears. Maybe chocolate chips.
Okay. I wonder if you're going to get ice cream at your birthday, spend the night tonight. Maybe.
Well, we're going to the Cheesecake Factory for dinner, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I also hate cheesecake.
Oh, no. So you have to pick something else.
Yeah.
That particular.
They have ice cream, but it's like, there's like ice cream sundaes, but I think they only serve that to you if it's your birthday.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to tell you about one of our incredible partners, Indeed. As our teams have grown this year, both at Downs Books and at the That Sounds Fun Network, I cannot overstate just how helpful our partnership with Indeed has been during the hiring processes we've needed to conduct. Indeed is a hiring partner that gets you what you really want, a short list of quality candidates as fast as possible. Because you can do it all, attract, interview, and hire all at Indeed. Don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match assessments and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. And you can even invite them to apply right away. I know that you don't have extra time to spend weeding through resumes that don't match up with your qualifications of the role you're trying to fill. Me neither. Indeed has saved us so much time, allowing us to stay focused on the main priorities at work. With Indeed Instant Match, over 90% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor their job post, according to Indeed data. Candidates you invite to apply through Instant Match are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than those who only see it in a search, according to Indeed's data. So get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/soundsfun. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/soundsfun. Indeed.com/soundsfun. Offer valid through December 31st and terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? Then you need Indeed. And I'm really excited to share with you about another one of our incredible new partners, Milk Bar. Y'all know Milk Bar. Well, when my mini BFFs and I are celebrating, whether it's a birthday or the end of a great soccer season, one thing we pretty much always do is eat cake. In fact, cake may just be the correct response to almost anything in life. We literally have a Milk Bar cake we ate yesterday to celebrate the release of What Sounds Fun to You. And that is who takes cakes to the next level, is Milk Bar. Master baker Christina Tozzi started Milk Bar in 2008, and maybe you saw her and Milk Bar featured on Netflix's Chef's Table Pastry Edition. I mean, y'all, the things she creates are unbelievable. And she's been wowing the world with her unique spin on iconic flavors ever since. Milk Bar is the perfect gift for anyone and everyone in your life. Some of Milk Bar's bestsellers include, obviously, their signature birthday cake that we are enjoying here. The salty sweet compost cookie, y'all. Milk Bar pie made from toasted oat crust with a gooey butter filling. And right now, pumpkin Milk Bar pie and apple cider donut cake are the desserts you need on your Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving table this year. You guys, we have some of the apple cider donut cake balls, and oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's all I'm saying. Oh my gosh. Every Milk Bar creation is thoughtfully and beautifully packaged, made fresh and then flash frozen, and they offer fast, even overnight, nationwide delivery. That's brilliant, right? I don't even have words for how delicious Milk Bar cakes are, you guys. And you know it takes a lot to render me speechless. Well, right now, Milk Bar has a special limited time offer. You get $10 off any order of $50 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/thatsoundsfun. You'll get 10 bucks off an order of $50 or more by going to milkbarstore.com/thatsoundsfun. And for real, the birthday cake, and for real, those apple cider donut cake balls, gracious, you need them. First question, will you say your name into the microphone? What's your name?
Rose.
And how old are you?
Five.
And what's fun about your sisters?
They play with me a lot.
Yeah. Like, what do y'all play?
Freeze tag.
Freeze tag. Who's the best at it?
Marion.
Marion's the best at it. But I bet you're pretty good because you're fast. Yeah? What is really fun about your mom?
She reads to me a lot.
Yeah? You love books? Yeah. What's really fun about your dad?
He plays with me.
What kind of things do you play with your dad?
He plays.
Like outside? Blocks. Oh, yeah. Will you tell me about your backyard? What's really fun in your backyard?
We have a playground that's really big.
It is really big. And what's your favorite part on the playground?
The slide.
The slide. You love it. What is your favorite thing to do? What sounds fun to you?
Playing with my friends.
You love playing with your friends. Is Livy one of your friends? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you guys do when you and Livy get together? What kind of things do you do?
We play baby dolls.
Yeah? Do you like when she comes to your house, or do you like going to her house?
Her house.
Her house. What's so fun about Livy's house?
She has a lot of baby dolls and stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite animal?
Zebra.
A zebra? Why? What do you love about zebras?
I love stripes.
Yeah.
And they're white. My favorite color is white and black.
Oh, so that's the perfect animal. Yeah. Do you see them when you go to the zoo? What is the most fun thing about fall break? What's going to be so fun this week?
We're going on a trip and we're going to the aquarium.
You're going to the aquarium. What are you going to see there?
They see them sharks.
Oh, sharks. Are you scared? No. You can't get to them. Do you love fish? Yeah, me too. Okay, so you're going to go on a trip to the aquarium, and y'all are going to Chattanooga. And do you think you'll get to hike outside some too, maybe?
Mm-mm.
No hiking. You going to play outside? Okay. You going to be nice to your sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're the nicest. Okay, is there anything I'm forgetting? No.
What was your first book?
Are you asking if this is my first book for kids or if it's my first book in the whole world? It's my first book for kids, yeah.
Oh, dang. Is this Lena? Because that looks like her.
It does look like Lena, doesn't it?
Who's this?
Who do you think it is?
Sam?
Yep.
And that's you?
Yeah. What do you think? It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Will you say your name for everybody?
Luca.
And how old are you?
8.
You're 8 years old. You're the older sister in the family.
Yeah.
What's fun about being the older sister?
Nothing.
Nothing's fun about being the older sister? Didn't you get to do everything first? Is that not fun?
Oh, yeah. I only got 2 years.
2 years of what?
Of myself.
Oh, yeah. In your whole life, you mean. You were born for 2 years, and then your sister came along. You also got to go to school for 2 years before Livy.
No.
No? What grade are you in? Yeah. Yeah, because you're in first grade. You're in second grade.
I'm in third grade.
Oh, you're getting so old. You're in third grade. And Livy is in?
First.
Yeah. So, yeah, 2 years. Last year, you cut your hair.
By myself.
Yeah, will you tell everybody that story? Start from the beginning. What happened?
Okay. So, it was night, and then our parents went downstairs, and I laid in my bed, and then I went up, and I went to go to the, I went in the bathroom, and I got scissors.
What were you thinking? Were you thinking, I want a shorter haircut?
No, I don't know what I was thinking.
You just were, like, going. You weren't really thinking about it.
And so then I got the scissors.
Yeah.
And I licked myself in the mirror, and then and my hair was really long.
Yeah, it was really long. It was, like, down to your waist. Yeah. Yep.
And then I did big.
You just cut right by your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think when it came off in your hand? Were you like, uh-oh, or were you like, this is awesome?
I almost fainted.
Did you? Were you like, what have I done?
Yeah. I'm like, my pants are going to kill me.
How many times did you cut your hair with, like, how many, like, of the scissors? Did you just do one and then go, uh-oh, and almost pass out? Or did you do, like, a bunch?
No, I did one, then I passed. And I almost passed out, and then I did this, and then I did that.
Oh,
and
you
then,
did three.
And when I go down, it's like nobody notices, but I hold my hair back, and then I let it go. And my parents are like, what did you do?
Oh, my gosh, really? That's what happened? You pulled it back, like, in a ponytail, and then you let it go, and it was, like, short.
Yeah, I was, like, to here.
To your right above, right. You cut your hair from your waist to right below your ears. That was...
I didn't know what I was thinking. It was night.
I don't know what you were thinking either, but let me tell you, you can't make decisions like that at night, my friend. Can't do it anymore.
Oh.
Sorry. You're done making hair cutting. You just can't... You shouldn't cut
your own. You just crushed my dream.
I crushed your dreams? By what? By telling you you can't do that?
No, I can't. Never want to be here.
We need to tell all the kids listening, don't cut your hair. Right?
Kids, don't cut your hair.
Yeah, especially not at night. Did you go downstairs at night and show them, or did you show them the next morning? Oh, you went straight away downstairs.
Yeah.
Was Livy already asleep?
No, she was awake.
She didn't stop you?
No. Yeah, she didn't stop me.
She just, like, watched you cut your hair?
Yeah.
And then did you take the hair in your hand to your parents, or did you leave it, like, in the sink or in the trash can or something? I've just never asked you about this whole day, and I've wondered.
No, I just... grabbed it in my hand, and I brought it downstairs.
And you're like, here's this. And then they said, what have you done?
Yeah.
It's all grown back out, though, really. That's the beautiful thing about
it. I didn't get a punishment or anything.
No, you didn't have to get a punishment. You kind of done it to yourself.
Yeah. It's a punishment.
Punishment alone was what you had done.
But if I cut my hair again, then I'm banned from something.
Oh, yeah, from probably a lot, like scissors.
From school.
No, you love school. You can't get banned from school.
I don't like school.
You don't like school? I didn't know that. I thought you did like it.
Don't you know kids?
Kids don't like school ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
except
that.
For Fun Friday and just...
What's Fun Friday? Tell me about it.
So it's where you can do, like, on your computer, you can do, like, any games and stuff, and you get to do a lot of fun things.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know that.
And a bulldog bowl is fun. You got candy.
Uh-huh.
You get to do an escape room.
What? And how do you get to do this?
The escape room is where you have to find the answers. And then you go to the bulldog bowl and you run all around Sevier Park without any water.
Wow.
And do you know Belle? Mm-hmm. Perks.
Yes. Belle is your other BFF with Marion.
Yeah.
Yes. Marion told us about you and Belle.
And so Belle was the second girl in the whole, we were against fourth grade and third grade, and she was the second girl in those two grades.
Wow.
The first girl was Mila. I don't know who that is, but...
But she was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came in, like, 16th place.
That's still pretty good, though, Luke. Everybody's listening to this podcast on a Monday. And on Tuesday, I am reading this book at the farmer's market.
I'll see you.
I hope so. You want to come sit there and listen to me read it and laugh at my jokes?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can you read me the title of this book?
What Sounds Fun to You.
And what is the author's name, ma'am?
Crazy Annie.
That's right. I wish it said that, but it just says Annie Uptowns. Do you know that you're in this book?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what your picture looks like? Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to flip to it? Oh, there you are. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a purple shirt and some black pants.
Yeah, and some cool white tennis shoes. You and Livy both have some cool shoes on.
You eating cotton candy?
Yeah, I'm eating cotton candy. You're eating a popsicle, it looks like.
It's bending.
Your popsicle's bending? Yeah, it must be too heavy. It must be delicious. Okay, so because the book is called What Sounds Fun to You, tell me what sounds fun to you, Luca.
Playing soccer.
You do love soccer. Our whole neighborhood friends love soccer.
Yes.
Do you get to play tomorrow? Do you have a game?
Well, Livy has a game. I don't know why. Well, it's fall break, so that's why we don't have a game, but I don't understand why Livy has a game.
Are y'all doing anything fun for fall break?
Halloween.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's coming up.
Playing with friends.
Yeah, of course. Maybe we should go to the cabin. You want to go down to the cabin and play?
Yeah.
We should see if all the friends want to go to the cabin.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun. All right. Is there anything you want to ask me? Do you have any questions? You already asked me one about if this is my first kid's book. Do you have any other questions?
This is a big studio.
It's a big studio? You like it? You like that it says that sounds fun on the wall?
Yeah.
Your daddy's been in here a lot.
Yes.
Because he's been on my podcast. Yes.
Do you want to tell? He's never told me before.
Rude.
My parents are keeping secrets from me.
You can ask him today.
That's right. So when they're on their phones, and then I'm like, what are you guys doing there? Like, nothing. And I'm like, looking at something. That's why they're lying to me. Right.
But sometimes when you're on your device, it feels like you're doing nothing, right? When you're like,
yeah, like
playing a game.
Sometimes when I'm playing a game, I'm like, go away.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like playing outside or playing on your device more?
Outside.
Yeah. I think they're both really fun, but I like playing outside, especially when the weather's like this. I haven't asked anybody to do this. You may be the first one to do this. If you go to the very beginning, I dedicated the book to you guys.
What?
To my mini BFFs. Do you want to read the dedication to everybody? Turn one more.
Where is it? One more?
Yep.
This one?
Yep.
To my mini BFFs. You are some of the best people I know. I'm so thankful for the fun you bring to my life.
Yeah, that's how I feel about you.
Love, Luke.
Love, Luca. No, it's love, Crazy Annie. This is to Luca from Annie. That's how I feel about you. You bring so much fun and joy and love to my life. Ma'am, will you please say your name?
Liv.
And what? How old are you, Liv?
6.
You're 6 years old. And one of my favorite things you do is you do your own cooking show with your dad. What's your favorite thing to cook with your dad?
Cookies.
What kind of cookies? What do you put in them?
Chocolate chips.
Ooh. What's really fun about your mom?
We get for ice cream.
What kind?
The vanilla.
Ooh, you like vanilla ice cream? Do you put anything on top of it?
Sprinkles.
Yes, girl. High five me for that. I love sprinkles. What makes your dad so fun? What's fun about your dad?
He tickles me.
Oh, I know. He's so fun. Our friends listening may know who your dad is. What does he do for his job?
Piano.
Yeah, he plays piano and he sings. What's your dad's name?
Jonathan.
What's his last name?
McLaughlin.
That's right. Jonathan McLaughlin. I don't think I've ever called him Jonathan. Should I call him Jonathan? Do you call him Jonathan?
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you? Never daddy, just Jonathan.
Sometimes daddy.
Sometimes daddy. When you think about fun, what sounds fun to you? What do you love to do?
I love to do puppies, and I saw Kansas today.
You did? You saw a puppy named Kansas today? Who is Kansas's mom and dad? Our friends. Do you remember their names?
Annie and Matt.
Annie and Matt. Annie and Matt Wirtz owned Kansas the puppy. And you got to go over there and see her? Or him?
Because they were out of town.
Oh, so y'all are taking care of Kansas?
And it's a girl.
It is a girl. You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot. When you went over to see Kansas, what'd you do to help her?
We played in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. Let her go to the potty. Did you give her some food?
She didn't go to the potty.
She didn't?
And she wasn't hungry.
Oh, no. That's a problem.
She just stayed with Mimi.
Oh.
On the couch.
On the couch? The whole time? Oh, no. You think she's all right? Yeah.
She's probably sleeping.
Yeah. I like sleeping on the couch. What else sounds fun to you? Being with puppies, and what's one other thing that you love to do?
I like to laugh.
I've never seen you laugh. You're a very serious person.
I've laughed before.
I'm just kidding. You laugh all the time. What do you love to laugh at?
I have to laugh at because Luca tackles someone.
When Luca tackles someone else, you think it's funny? Like when she's just a wild and crazy person? You think that's funny?
And when I get in trouble by Daddy, I laugh.
What? Liv, you're not supposed to laugh when you get in trouble. Why do you laugh?
Because Daddy's like, get the kill.
And that makes you laugh? Does he need to be more serious to make you not laugh?
He needs to be like, get in, time out.
Oh, and then you have to go. Where's time out?
Two things. One's up the stairs to the upstairs, and I went there today.
Already? You got in trouble today?
Today.
What'd you do?
I played rock, paper, scissors, shoot with my imaginary friend.
Oh, you're not allowed to play rock, paper, scissors with your imaginary friend?
I'm like, she won.
And she beat you? Your imaginary friend beat you?
I got 0. Jesus got 1.
Okay. And so does that, did you play that while you were in timeout?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant that's what you got in trouble for. No, no, no. When you're in timeout, you play rock, paper, scissors, shoot with your imaginary friend, and she beat you today.
Wow. She accidentally pooped her pants.
Your imaginary friend did? Uh-huh. And then what?
And then she got a pumpkin.
Oh. She pooped her pants and got a pumpkin. What'd you get in trouble for today that got you in timeout?
Well, we said to get, but it was all Luca's fault.
Oh, okay. Of course, yes.
Because she hurt my leg.
Uh-huh.
And then Daddy wanted us to get our shoes on because we were going to go to the plant store.
Uh-huh.
Only then we were late here.
Oh, that's why you're late here. It's because you didn't put your shoes on.
And we had to go in timeout.
Yeah.
And then we had to go, we had to the plant store, and we were there a while. And then we went home, and we were late. And then we had to take our clothes on, and we were dirty.
Ah.
So we had to just wash our knees.
Oh.
And then Luca was rushing because Mommy said, we're going to be late. And then I said, we're not late. And then she stopped, but then I said she was late, and then she kept on running.
Oh, boy. And then that's why y'all got in timeout?
No, that's why we were late.
That's why you're late. Now I understand.
And Luca didn't want to go in the bath.
Oh.
So then she said, so then that's the thing I made us late, so it's all Luca's fault. Blame Luca.
Okay, I'll blame Luca. It's okay, though. When you got here, I was still in a meeting, so we're fine.
Blame Luca.
I'll still blame Luca if you want me to. Okay, what were you saying? You've listened to a podcast before?
Yeah, and it always sounds like this weird thing. It always sounds like this, and I watch the videos, and I'm like, what does it really sound like? And now I get to actually hear it. It sounds so cool.
Right?
Yeah.
You're a podcast star already.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell us your name?
Uh-huh. My name is Marion.
And how old are you, ma'am?
I'm 8.
A lot of our friends listening know your dad. What does your dad do for his job?
He works at Able.
He does. His name is Barrett. He is the founder of Able.
Yeah, he's
the founder. He used to be my boss.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. And he used to work with my friend Pat.
Yeah.
He's a really good friend. I forgot where
I really like Pat.
Yeah.
What's really fun about your dad?
Oh, my gosh.
He's so fun, huh?
Yeah. he's really funny, and he built over time. So, you know, when the pandemic started, yeah. We got really bored.
Yep.
And then we built Woody World.
What is Woody World? Tell everybody.
It has everything. Our friends love it. It's our backyard. We have a treehouse, a really cool swing, monkey bars, hammocks, slide, a projector.
Yep.
Swings, big bouncy soccer goal. Like, yep. Right when you hit it, it bounces back to you. Not like really high, but yeah. We also have a trampoline. I forgot.
I wasn't going to let you forget the trampoline because that's what I love.
Yeah. The Crazy Blue. Uh-huh. I named it the Crazy Blue because it goes crazy. It goes like, and we have this rule where like someone, like the Crazy Blue is right next to the monkey bars. So like when someone's on the monkey bars, you can't ride the Crazy Blue because it's going to hit them and they're going to fall and really get their, or like it depends like who's on there first. Yeah. Like if I get on the monkey bars and Lena really wants to swing on the Crazy Blue,
She's got to wait because you were there first.
Yeah.
Will you tell everybody how many sisters you have?
I have three other sisters.
That's right. There's a whole pile of y'all.
Yeah. The only boy in our family is my daddy, and he loves it.
He does.
And guess what? We even have a girl dog.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only one. Yeah. Your mom, Rachel, she's really fun, too.
Yeah, she's really fun.
What does she do that makes her so fun?
She, like, when we get flu shots, we're going to get a flu shot today.
Yep.
We get, a gift card from
Target.
Publix.
Oh, Publix.
You get a gift card for, like, kids because, like, you know, kids are so anxious about it.
Yeah.
That's me.
Me too.
Yeah. And then they, my mom sometimes, like, lets us spend it on stuff or something.
She's so funny.
Yeah. And another fun thing about my dad,
uh-huh.
We have this checklist. We have this daily routine. And, like, each is 50 cents and it equals a dollar. And at the end of the week, we add up, do the math, and we see how much it equals, and we get that money and spend it sometime.
Oh, that's so
fun. Yeah, it's so fun.
What are you going to buy this week with your money?
I really don't know. I'm definitely going to Target because that's my favorite store to buy toys.
Mine too.
Yeah, it's just so fun.
I don't think we've ever gone to Target together. We should.
Yeah, we should.
I would love that.
Yeah,
one of these
really
weeks
fun.
When you get your budget, I'm going to call your mom and say, let me be the one who takes Marion to Target. We will have so much fun. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, right in front of you is my new kids book called What Sounds Fun to You.
Yeah.
I wrote that thing.
Uh-huh.
And did your mom already tell you the surprise about it?
No.
Do you know that you're in it? Yes. Your picture's in it. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Do you want to flip and find yourself?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to tell you where you are, or do you want to look?
I'll look.
Okay.
Okay.
Xana's in here. Ben's in here.
Are you serious?
Luca and Livy.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
You're getting closer to your page.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be you. Oh, you're going to want to stop on that page. You're going to see you and Lena and Rosie are all close to each other on this page.
Oh, my gosh.
You're looking in the right area.
Is that me?
I think that's you. Which one are you? What color shirt do you think you have on?
Purple.
I think so, too.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Rose with the blonde hair?
Yep. What do you think about that?
Oh, my gosh. It's so cute.
It's so cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So, on that same page, do you want me to tell you who else is on that page with you? Can you see Ben on that page anywhere?
Yeah, I see him with the back hat.
Nope. Look lower.
Wait. Oh, my gosh. He's by the sheet.
Yeah,
by
for sure. Sheet. That's Ben. And do you see Luca and Livy together? They're on the next page.
Yeah.
Do you see them? Right? Nope. Don't. You have to turn. They're on.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks just like them, doesn't it?
It's so cute.
It's so cute. I know. It's so fun, right? And there's Ari and on this same page, you see Ari and Brooks together.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
What do you think about being in a kid's book? Have you ever been in a kid's book before?
No.
No. It's your first time.
Yeah. I'm in a book. I'm just like, what the heck? I'm in a And my friends are in there.
I know. All of our friends are in there.
I know.
Ollie and Willa.
Yeah. Two of my mini BFFs.
That's you.
Oh.
I know.
Speaking of Luca, yes. She, me and her have known each of us for, since we were a baby.
Yeah.
And we're really good friends. We love each other. We were at
same grade at school, right?
Yeah. Just a few minutes ago, we were FaceTiming and playing Roblox because we love to play Roblox.
Oh,
together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's really fun. So, like, you can do obbies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you can also do, like, not obbies. You can do, like, element.
Yeah, I've never played that game before. It sounds fun,
though. It's so fun. It's really fun.
Well, the book is called What Sounds Fun to
You. Yeah.
So tell me what sounds fun to you. What is your favorite thing?
I love to dance. That's my passion.
It is.
I dance every single day.
I know.
Sing every single day. And I also, me and my friend, my other BFF, Belle.
Yeah.
I met her in kindergarten.
Yes.
We love to do gymnastics. We're both really flexible.
Yeah.
Can
you do a split yet?
Yeah, we can do a split.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's really fun to do gymnastics with her. Sometimes we practice at our houses.
Yeah.
It's really fun to do it with her because it's just so cool to do it. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, aren't they just the best? That show had me smiling from start to finish. Be sure to pick up your copy of What Sounds Fun to You and spread the joy and adventure and whimsy with the mini BFFs in your life. Maybe grab one for you, grab one for the teachers in your life, grab one for your church to keep in their bookshelves. Anywhere that you know kids are, let's put a copy of What Sounds Fun to You. And on Monday night coming up, I'll be reading What Sounds Fun to You on Mini BFF Book Club Monday at 6 p.m. Central on Instagram Live. So make sure you have your copy and you join us so you can read along. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That is how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. We're going to go back out and keep celebrating the launch of this book. So go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I will do the same. And today, it definitely looks like checking the freezer for one more of those milk bar apple cider donut cake balls. That's my next move. So that's what sounds fun to me. Have a great couple of days. And we'll see you back here on Friday with my sweet friend, Maddie Pruitt. We'll see y'all then.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.